don't tell me who's wrong and right when liberty starts slipping away. And if you ain't gonna fight, get out of the way. Cause freedom ain't so free. That's what I do. And they call me warrior. They call me loyalty. And they call me ready to provide relief and help out wherever you need me to be. I'm an American warrior. Citizen soldier.
Welcome back. A little American warrior that goes out to all of our men and women in uniform. Especially to our Sergeant U.S. Marine Corps, Matthew Picklesimmer. Sent me a nice letter. Appreciate you all so much. We're doing a little fishing, but it's the anniversary of D-Day, and we had several segments. Getting lots of reports in from you all about our segment on D-Day. Appreciate that, and remember the anniversary of D-Day and why we have the freedoms we have today. Another interesting note on my phone here, it's almost hard for me to report this. I have someone that asked me what the fishing conditions is at Council Bluff Lake, so I'm going to report that before I go to my guest. The water surface temperature is 62. Water level is normal. Water type is clear. It's always clear at Council Bluff, spring fed. Fish reported, black bass prospects are fair. Crappie are fair. Smallmouth at the headwaters there is okay. It says here fair. But, man, how about that? We actually had somebody ask us about one of the lakes there, Matty G. And the Vogelvogler's missing in action. He got on his little, it's not a scooter he's got. That's what do you call that thing? A walker?
A walker.
With a little wheel on it.
Yeah, like a fancy walker.
Yeah,
a
fancy walker.
Also,
yeah.
They
it takes like
chairs.
30 minutes to go from here into the bathroom and back, so it's just us right now.
I can play the Jeopardy music again. We've done that before on him.
Yeah, we have. I forgot to say that the channel catfish are good on the lake, and the bluegill is good at Council Bluffs. So you ask, hey, he's coming back. Vogelvogler, come on back. Get back in your seat. We're getting ready to go get our next guest. Got a great guest coming on. I happened to see him on Facebook. He's got this book out, Vogelvogler. Did you see that? You see the book?
Yeah, about cunning tails. And
hunting what?
Tails.
Tails? Try to get your microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You really suck.
I do, don't I?
Let's run out and grab Carl McMichael, Short Stories of the Hunt, Vogelvogler. You got to get it right, all right?
Of the Hunt.
Hey, Carl, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, glad to be here, guys. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Hey, the book looks really cool. Tell us about it, brother.
Well, it's a book, just a compilation of small stories. Some are fiction, some are nonfiction, and a little bit of poetry, just of a lifetime out in the great outdoors doing what God gave us to do, to hunt and fish and enjoy it and raise some kids up doing the same thing.
That's awesome. So you're a little bit of a poet too, huh?
Well, I've been called worse, but yeah.
How's things down in Georgia today? You got a pretty day going?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's going to be in the upper 80s. We're down here at Piney Draw right now. Look, just turned on the feeder for some bluegill. The action's good down here.
That's good to hear. I need you to send me some of your music so we can play it on the show when we get you back on and get some updates on some of your stuff.
Absolutely. Love to, Ray. We actually have a song now that's on our website, tinydraw.com. It's
okay.
TinyDraw.com. Called Daddy's Little Big Man, a song I wrote about raising up my son in the outdoors, and it's a pretty cool song.
Yeah, see, that's something I can use.
Yeah,
I like that. That could be something we could intro you with. I like that. Well, tell our listeners a little more about your book. Why do they need to read this book? Tell them about it.
Well, the book's pretty cool. It'll kind of leave you on the edge of your seat. It may even pull at a heartstring or two, and there's a couple of stories in there that you're going to scratch your head and say, well, there's just no way that could have really happened, but they really did. There's a great character in there by the name of Gabriel Eli Johnson, and there may be some things to follow in a couple other books solely about him in time to come, but he's a pretty incredible individual. And a couple of stories about some turkey hunts that I've been on that even the guys that were with me, we just scratched our head and said there's no way that could have happened, but it really did. So I would just challenge everybody, grab a copy of the book and read it, and let us know. You can email me at pinydraw.com and let me know what you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And they get it out on Amazon. It's available on Amazon, correct?
Yes, it's on Amazon. If you go in Amazon and just plug in the title of the book and my name and Carl with a K,
yeah,
it'll pull the book up. But also, if you go to our website, when the website opens up, you'll see the book and the icon for Amazon. It'll take you right to it, and you can order the book right there.
Yeah, Matty G's got you opened up. He just pulled you up, and he looked over at me and mouthed, what a handsome devil.
Oh. Well, again, I've been called worse.
Well, you was talking about your story. Sound hard to believe. That sounds a lot like my story times we do here. I've written some story times with that type of story type thing, and I like those kind of stories. I'm anxious to read your book. That's some good stuff.
Well, it's the kind of thing that we all do. And it's
yeah.
It's what keeps us going, just stuff that has happened down through the years, and you want to pass it on and leave it for the next generation to hopefully enjoy.
Absolutely. So what else you got going on? You got this book, and you've been doing lots of stuff. So tell us a little bit about yourself so they know a little bit more about the guy that wrote the book.
Oh, absolutely. Grew up down here in the South. I'm a Georgia boy, but I've hunted and fished, mostly hunted all over North America, and been blessed to be able to do what I do, taking some elk, some bear. I truly love hunting big mule deer. That's why I put the one on the cover. A good friend of mine's a photographer out in Utah, and he shared that picture with me for that. But just a lifetime outside. My son brought him up out in the woods, and he's turned into a fine young man and blessed my wife and me with a couple of grandkids. And life's good. We couldn't be happier. And we've got a little farm down here in Meriwether County, Georgia. We call Piney Draw, and hence the name for the website, and it's a good place to come and do some thinking and put it on paper.
Yeah, I love those kind of things. Nothing like a morning at daybreak in a place like where you're at, and some of our farms down in the Ozarks, a big old cup of coffee, and just sit there and suck it all in, It's awesome, isn't it? And those grandbabies, aren't those something? Holy cow. Ain't grandbabies like the greatest thing in the world? I had no idea, Carl, until I got grandbabies. My goodness.
Well, we need to make that happen. They are the center of the universe. You'll find that out.
Yeah. Oh, there's something special. Unbelievable. I didn't realize how different it would be from, my kids. And I'm not trying to take nothing away from my kids. I love my kids. Had my kids. But when I got grandbabies, I was like, wow, this is a whole new world.
Oh, nothing like it. And I'll tell you something happened this morning. My kids and grandkids are gone up to Minnesota for a wedding. So I'm kind of batching it. Me and my partner, we came down here to the farm today, and we pulled in close to the lake, and we've been getting some trail cam pictures of a doe with a little fawn, a little small doe with a fawn.
Yeah.
At night, never had seen him. Well, we rode up, and we looked not 30 yards off the path there, and she's there, and the fawn's nursing.
Wow.
Of course, she stopped for a moment, and she took about 2 leaps to get away, and the little fawn just literally dropped straight flat to the ground. You couldn't even see him.
Yeah.
So we backed out and let her come back and get his baby. But, gosh, it really made for a beautiful morning.
That's awesome. Well, Carl, give us the name of your book again and how they can get it.
Name of the book is Short Stories of the Hunt. You can get it on Amazon. You can plug in Short Stories with a Hunt by Carl McMichael, Carl with a K, or you can go to our website, www.pineydraw.com, and click on the Amazon icon right there, and you can get the book straight away from there.
Awesome, brother. Appreciate you coming on the show with us this morning. Let's stay in touch and get some updates, get you back on the show at a later date, and see how things are going with you.
Sounds good, Ray.
All right, brother.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, have a great weekend, my friend.
That sounds great.
Cool book. It's only like $9.95, wasn't it? Matt, did you look it up? It was like $9.95. That's a great price for a book.
I'll go double check. I did not look up at the price.
Okay, I believe that's what it is.
I was looking up the website to put on the InsideSTL.com. Yeah. Go to the Eye on the Outdoor Show tab. You'll find this segment as well as press segments online. You can click and enjoy and listen at your leisure on demand, live and mobile, and it'll be up there. And
awesome.
Live mobile on demand?
We're going to go get a great friend on the other side of this break, Mr. Jim Covington, I believe. Is that the guy that's up next? Let's look and see. Segment 5 is, we got some more World War II music. We've been doing fishing stuff. We've mixed D-Day with fishing and a great report on the book. And so, yeah, Jim Covington. I always want to call him Jim Thomas, Thomas Coffee, you know it? And so with that, I think we're going to take a break, Matty G, and go to the other side. What do you think?
I agree. I concur with that.
Do you have any other fishing reports before we pitch it over?
No. The rest of it sucks.
Can you believe somebody actually asked what the fishing's like at Council Bluff?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
I was going to say, Vogler wasn't in the studio when that
happened. That's right. He wasn't. I'm sorry. You wasn't in the studio. That's right. You were transporting on your little walker with wheels.
He was outside racing Peanut in the parking lot.
All right, let's go to commercial break. And we'll see y'all on the other side, baby. Come back a little World War II music. Yeah. Anniversary of D-Day.